Hi, this is Charlotte Kennedy. It is August the 26th, the 23rd day of the Dog Days of Podcasting, my 10th day, so I'm in double digits now. Woohoo! And that's pretty exciting. Made it through the day, finished all the schedules and lunchroom setups and everything I needed to do. Still have some crafty stuff people asked me to do, but I don't mind that too much, so I brought that home. I'll get it done sometime. Kind of a busy day. They schedule meetings all day long, and unless you brought your lunch, you were kind of out of luck on food. And I'm usually pretty good about getting up and setting my alarm, but for whatever reason, my alarm didn't go off this morning. I guess I just didn't set it. I'm not even sure. And I didn't sleep great last night because I had two dogs pushing up against my back and a cat sleeping on my head on the pillow. So I was a little tired this morning, but I got up and got in anyway. But I didn't have time to bring my lunch. And so the way the meetings were scheduled and things, if you didn't bring your lunch, you pretty much didn't eat. So as soon as I got home, Ken and I went to town. He needed to run to the bank. And I mailed my final retirement papers. Now, that was exciting. And we stopped at a little local restaurant called Hilltop. And it's kind of got an interesting history. It was tiny, tiny, like a little family-owned, home-in-the-wild restaurant right at an intersection that goes 601, and that goes, like, straight towards Myrtle Beach. So it's a really busy little road. And the owner obviously saved his money very well, because the little tiny hole-in-the-wall restaurant he has built, like, a huge, it's a two-story brick, huge, actually it'd be three stories if you think about it. And it's also got some shops next to it, like a hair salon and tanning place and various different places in it. But in the bottom of it is an oyster bar, and it's really good. It has really good bar food. It's got the really nice food from upstairs with fresh fish and oysters and things. It's really good, and they've been trying to get into the craft beer scene lately too. So once we got the banking done, I was like, I have got to eat. I hadn't eaten today. So we stopped there and had a snack, and they actually carried a sour beer they pulled in from Wicked Weed, so that was good. And it's just kind of interesting to listen to the people around the bar. One couple in particular interested me. They were talking about going somewhere, and it was within the United States. I'm not sure where, but they were talking about their bill, because the bartender and we were talking about bills and tips and stuff and people not leaving tips. And wherever the heck gone, it was obviously very nice, and they had built up quite the bill in the bar. They were paying $32 a glass for wine. And if you're having a really good glass of wine, $32, I don't suppose, is over the top crazy, I guess I would say. But I think I would be good to stop at one at that price. Well, they obviously had several, because they were talking about the bill they built up. And I can kind of understand that, because when you're drinking and it's good and you have a little more, you get a little more not making the right decisions, I suppose, might be the phrase for that. But what got me, and I would not have told this if it were me, two mornings in a row, they ordered coffee, like a pot of coffee brought to the room service. The pot of coffee was $32. Now, I might have done that once by accident, but I certainly wouldn't have done that again, and I certainly would not have told other people that I did that. So that was kind of interesting. We talked about that for a little bit, kind of as a sidebar to ourselves. So that was our experience with our little snack. Nothing else too exciting today. Got home, pretty much settled on costumes and got them organized. And I think I mentioned it before. Definitely do the fallout and steampunk, which Ken kind of does a kilt / steampunk kind of thing, which is really cool. And mine's just pure, pretty much steampunk. And I like it. A, I like steampunk, and B, it's pretty cool, so I don't get too hot. I kind of threw together a random Doctor Who sort of casual thing and got in Ken's two kilts. So packed some t-shirts and stuff, and hopefully we'll be ready to go on that. But when we plan to leave, we have to plan for all the pets, make sure the food's there, make sure we've got enough food, make sure all the water is out for them and enough to last. And Savannah does a really good job of taking care of them, but I just like to organize it. And then I like to fix the meal so everybody has food to eat. And planning to leave is quite an ordeal, but I feel better if everybody's taken care of. So, got to do that this weekend. I've also got to finish. I'm not sure if I mentioned it or not. I guess I need to start writing more notes when I talk. I've been taking some editing classes and revision classes because when I retire, I'm hoping to start an editing revision class, maybe online for some authors or even college students to make a little extra money. So I've been taking some classes. I need to finish the last little bit of that, take the final exam. A friend gave me a dissertation I need to read through, and then one of Ken's friends writes some books for Kindle, some short stories, and he sent some of those to me, so I need to look at those too. So it's probably going to stack up to be a fairly busy weekend. So plus getting ready for the wedding the next weekend. I want to make sure all of our clothes are ready just to slide into when we get home, so there's no stress over that, since we're riding up and down the road from North Carolina to Atlanta, so that's all got to be ready to go. And I thought it was interesting. I enjoyed talking to Nutty and Tabitha about when I mentioned the polyamorous, they shared their experiences. And so that was nice because I mean, those kinds of experiences are just fun for me. I like meeting different people and from all walks and stuff, and it's just fun to share the different experiences. So hopefully more of those in the future, and everyone have a good day or night whenever you're listening, and we'll talk tomorrow. Bye. This is Creative Commons License Attribution Share Alike version 3.0 unported.